In India, police are searching for three men who shot and killed the woman best known as the Bandit Queen. Phoolan Devi, a champion of the lower castes, was killed outside her home yesterday after returning from a session of parliament, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Mourners today gathered outside Phoolan Devi's home in the center of the capital, swearing their undying allegiance, even as her body was loaded into an ambulance to be taken for cremation. 35-year-old Shakuntala Kushwaha, a lower caste woman from the eastern state of Bihar, was nearly in tears after signing the condolence book.
For the lower caste and for women in particular, she was our savior. She fought for us, she fought for our rights, and now she's gone. Who will fight for us now?
Phoolan Devi was born 37 years ago into a poor lower caste family in northern India and married off when she was just 11. Devi biographer Mala Sen.
She had a very violent sort of upbringing, and she was married as a young kid, you know, to a man 20 years older than herself. So she grew up in this. She was a kidnapped victim, and like, she fell in love with the gang leader, and he was the only man who was decent to her. And then he was shot dead in front of her eyes. I mean, while she was sitting and talking to him.
Phoolan Devi quickly became the leader of her own gang and carried out a series of kidnappings, murders, and robberies. In 1981, she was accused of masterminding the massacre of 22 upper caste men, some of whom had allegedly gang-raped her several years before. Phoolan Devi denied responsibility for those killings, but gave herself up to authorities in 1983 and spent the next 11 years in jail. In 1994, director Shekhar Kapoor depicted Phoolan Devi's story in the film Bandit Queen, a movie which was popular both at home and abroad, and one which only added to her legend. Author Salman Rushdie.
It was a movie, so it had exaggerations and simplifications, but broadly speaking, I think it did capture the flavor of those years in the early 80s when she was the Bandit Queen. She always tried to present herself as a kind of Robin Hood figure, a sort of cross between Robin Hood and Billy the Kid. I think she was probably more of a sort of slightly fantasizing about that. I think she was actually a fairly brutal criminal in her day.
Nonetheless, after being released in 1994, she entered politics. 2 years later, she ran a successful campaign for a seat in parliament, promising to promote equality for the lower castes. Whoever needs us, we will work for them, Devi pledged. We are here to look after the poorest of the poor, the lower castes, the downtrodden. Police say they have no suspects yet in Devi's killing, and there is heated speculation the motive may be political, not revenge. A senior member of Devi's Samajwadi Party, Amar Singh, told reporters there does appear to be a political design behind her killing, coming as it does just a few months before local elections in Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state. Some analysts say Devi's Samajwadi Party could wrest control of the state from the ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party. Devi would have been a popular campaigner for the Samajwadi during the campaign. Whatever the motive behind her murder, Devi biographer Mala Sen says the former Bandit Queen knew she would not die peacefully.
She said herself, "I was born into violence, I will die by violence." I said, "Why are you talking morbid rubbish?" She said, "It's my destiny, it's my fate, I know it."
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.